In the middle of Steve's test, Simon Shinya test, but before we start again Steve's test, I would like to mention one halacha we forgot to mention. When we learned Steve Ches, there we were learning about washing peiris, the different shittas, if one is permitted to wash a peiri, it's dirty in Shabbos, because Anish is machma, Rav Moshe was meiko. But the Chazanish says, if a person is washing a peiri that theoretically is clean, now there's a spray, it was sprayed for insects or something, so that is why he's washing it to get off the spray. So the Chazanish said, there's no issa b'ira, because since even though there is poison on the fruit, and one should definitely wash it off, but since it is not nikah, one cannot discern this psoilus on it, so it doesn't have a shame psoilus, and there's no issa b'ira. Now let us again start the sieve test. Mishameres afilu tluya me'erev Shabbos. Mishameres was a type of a material which was put over a barrel, and then they used to put on this mishameres, they used to put shmorim, the remnants of wine, and these shmorim were saturated with wine, and they put it on the mishameres, and staying on this mishameres, the wine used to drip through the mishameres, which separated the wine from the shmorim. So the Mechaber says, Mishameres afilu tluya me'erev Shabbos. That means someone put this mishameres over a barrel, over a keli, erev Shabbos. This is a shayla of oil, maybe, to put it on in Shabbos. But put on erev Shabbos. Also, litain bo shmorim. So in Shabbos, he's not allowed to take these saturated shmorim and put it on the mishameres, because this is mamish, a case of boirel. That means that this is a boirel beklit, that by the mishameres will make that the wine will drip through and the will be separate from the shmorim. Avol im nosan bo shmorim me'erev Shabbos, but what is if he put the shmorim on it erev Shabbos? So there's no problem. So the wine is going through the mishameres in Shabbos, but this is permissible because he didn't do anything in Shabbos. But he is going to say another kulim. Muta litein aleihem mayim. In Shabbos, he's allowed to pour water over the shmorim, kidei sheyachzeru slulim lozov. That by pouring the water, so the shmorim which are on the mishameres will get clean, through that the water runs over the shmorim, and the water, while it's running over the shmorim, it will flush the shmorim, and the remnants of wine which are sticking to the shmorim will be flushed away through the water that he is pouring on Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this alochem. Mishameres kli shemesanim bo hashmorim. This is a keli that one is misan and he purifies the shmorim. Vayayin yoyred zoch v'tzolul. That means the shmorim are the psoilus of the grapes that were pressed out, and they're saturated with wine, and by putting it on this mishameres, so the wine goes through the mishameres, and it gets purified. Vayayin yoyred zoch v'tzolul, and the wine falls through this mishameres, and it's pure. Also, so to take the saturated shmorim and put them on the mishameres in Shabbos, so there's an isa. Not only is there an isa, b'chiyum chatos namiyesh bozer. There's a chiyum chatos mishem boirer shenivrar ho'eichel me'apsoilis al yedezer. That through this, by putting the shmorim over the mishameres, so the oichel, the wine, gets separated from the psoilus. Oy mishomerakeid, ayin sham begmore, that means that the machloikis and the gemore, rabin, rabzeire, if the ov is boire, if the ov is merakeid, merakeid was, they used to take a sieve, and they used to sift the flour. And that's merakeid. So there's a shaila in the Gemara of mishameres is similar to boire, similar to merakeid. Okay, but al kaponim it's chayiv. Also, yeah, sululim. So now it says, but in Shabbos, one is permitted to pour water over the shmorim. Kedei sheyarzeru tzlulim lozov. Tzlulim, so the lotion is not too clear, so the Mishnah Berurah explains the lotion. Rotzoloima sheyiyu hashmorim tzlulim. That means the shmorim till now, they're dripping away, and we have to understand there's some remnants of wine which did not drip off the shmorim, and they're stuck to the shmorim. Now, in Shabbos, he's going to pour water over the shmorim, so the water will flush the wine which is still stuck to the shmorim. Well, yeah, okay, we have a big problem over here. We're bringing a bekeli. There's a lot of problems over here. But let us just see what he's doing. So he takes the vial with where we are separating the wine from the shmorim by pouring water over the shmorim. Shiyu ashmorim tzlulim, and he accomplishes with this that the shmorim, after he flushes it with the water, the shmorim will be clean. V'mayim yozuvu mehem im miktas min hayayin, and the small amount of wine which is stuck to the shmorim, so when he pours the water on the shmorim, so the small amount of wine will cling to the water, and it will go down the mishananes, the mishameres. V'mayim yizubim emiktas min hayayin shanisha balu aboy. V'hatam she'ein b'nesinas mayim mishum boyer. Now, why isn't there a boira? Now, let us understand what Kashi the Mishnah Berurah is asking. Then we'll see later there's another Kashi that should be asked. But let us first think about the Mishnah Berurah's Kashi. When one pours, takes clean water and pours it over the shmorim. Now, we have to understand, when it gets mixed up with the shmorim, the water and the shmorim and the yayin that's sticky, there's a whole In this stage, that means he took a clean pitcher of water and he poured it over the shmarim. Now, in this stage, when the water is mixed up with the shmarim, you have a whole mishmash. You have shmarim and wine and water and at that time, there's a whole mishmash. What enables me that pure water is going to come out of this mishmeres? That means that I have this mishmash of water and shmorim and wine, and it's on top of the mishmeres, and so it's going to fall through the mishmeres, and the water will fall through, and that's why this is permissible. But l'chayre, I'm being vayre mekeli. That means the water was once clear, but when I poured it over the shmarim, it got very unclear. It got mixed up with shmarim, with yayin and those, and it's, and at this stage, it's very unclear. But since it's on a mishameres, so it will seep through the mishameres and will come out water, perhaps with a taste of wine. But I'm being mishamer in Shabbos. Let's just face the situation. This water that comes out clear, it only comes out clear because there was a mishameres. That's what's enabling that the water should pass through the mishameres and the shmorim will remain on top of the mishameres. So that question the Mishneh Berurah is addressing. Why is it considered I'm being boira of the mayim? So the teretz is shamayim shunoisein tzulim heim. The water that he put in clear water. Ve'ein behem dovor shetzorech levare mehem. When I poured in the water, my maise was a maise with mayim tzulim that did not need a mishameres. Is muta litain b'shabes mayim al gabi shmorim shnisharu b'chovis v'kurtem hamayim tam hayayim u'meitzien oison b'shabes b'shoisen oison. So the Chazanish explains what the Mishneh Berurah is saying, which is amri l'kechidish l'haloche. But the chidish l'haloche is as follows. The chidish l'haloche is that since his pu'ula, when he started off pouring the water, he is not pouring to purify the water, because he started with pure water. So even though in the middle of the process, the water got unpurified, the water got mixed up with shmorim and wine, but since he started off with pure water, so we cannot say he's using the mishameres to purify the water, because he got off of the pure water. So even though in the middle there was a stage when the water became unpure, and now the mishameres is definitely purifying the water, but that's not the water he put in. He put in pure water. It's getting out of pure water, so there's no issa of boiler, which is number of the kechidish, but that is the kechidish of this halacha. Now let us go one step further, and then we'll speak about the next kechidish I saw today in Minchas Yitzchak. There is another problem over here. That means the Mishneh Berurah addressed the problem that you're purifying the water. I'm purifying the water. So he says, no, the water was pure when it came in, so there's no problem. But there is another boira over here. On the shmorim, there were remnants of wines. And the sole purpose of flushing the shmorim is that the wine which was attached to the shmorim should slip off the shmorim and go through the mishameres. Now, there's a second boirer over here. There's a boirer of the wine from the shmorim. There was wine that was stuck to the shmorim, and I'm separating now the wine from the shmorim through this process of pouring water. So the water is separating the wine. Now, the wine was ma'uriv. The wine, the water, I can say, is the thing. I start off with clear water. So it's not cold. I'm being boiled the water. Fine. We'll buy that. But there's another problem over here. There's a problem. The purpose, the sole purpose of flushing the shmorim is to separate the wine from the shmorim. And there, the wine from the shmorim is a taruvis. The wine is stuck to the shmorim. It will not drip down anymore. It's stuck to the shmorim. And through flushing the shmorim, the wine will separate and get into the water and go through the mishameres. So this is a kasha that the Gedolei Yisrael ask, and they hold it's a big kasha. They lay tau of Shlomo Zalman. So he brings down a dirshu. He brings down a teretz from Rav Nissen Karelitz, and then Eila Mishulish. He brings down from the Sefer Magen Avos that say something very interesting. They say that when the wine separates from the shmorim, that means he's pouring water on the shmorim, and the wine separates from the shmorim, the wine, when it separates, it gets right away mixed up in the water. That's how it separates. It's not that the water says to the wine, the abacadabra, and the wine jumps out. No, the water mixes up with the wine that is attached to the shmorim. The wine gets nivla. It becomes part of the water. And then the water leaves, goes into the barrel. So the wine does not have a cheshivis b'fnei atzmoi, the wine becomes bottle or a tuffle to the mayim, so it's not considered I was boira yayin from shmorim. Because when the yayin gets separated, it's not yayin. It becomes tuchel to the mayim. And the mayim is called an entity b'fnei atzmoi, so I don't look at this breira. That's this halacha. Now, I saw today something very interesting. Someone asked the Minchas Yitzchak HaShaila, if one is allowed to make tea on Shabbos, if there's no shayla of bishul, let us say a person has hot water that is not yatzei lettuce, and he wants to make a tea on Shabbos with this hot water, not yatzei lettuce. So he has a cup, and he has a tea bag, he pours water into the cup, and the water goes through the tea bag, and we get tea. If the biyatza lettuce is a shayla mishul, it's mikaleya mishul, fine. But it's not yatza lettuce. Or perhaps, let's say, for all practical purposes, he poured hot water on it yesterday and he dried it out, so he mishul acha mishul. But now he has a dry tea bag, and the hot water will go through the tea bag and will be koiled the tam of the tea, and you can have tea. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, That's the salacha. That is mamish, the salacha. That means the tea bag in the Hanami serves as a sieve to prevent the tea from going into the cup. This is mamish the shemeres. The water goes through the tea bag, it's koilet the tam from the tea, and goes out of the tea bag, and you have tea. So if there's no bishul de kishayla, you're allowed to make tea, which is very interesting. Now, let us go further. Yayin oimayim shehem tzlulim. A person has wine or water that is more or less clear. It's tzlulim. It's not. It's not thick. It's clear water, more or less. Muta l'shanein l'shanenon b'mishmeres. I have water, which we'll see, that has some impurities in it. I have wine, which has some impurities in it, but we'll see, because of these impurities, either Roiv or Kol B'nei Adam will not drink it because of these impurities. That means there are small impurities in the water or in the wine. And he wants to have Lekovit Shabbos Kodesh, he wants to have Yayin Zohar or Mayim Zakin. So he pours this through a Mishameres and it becomes very pure. So it is permissible. We'll see. Yayin Oimayim Shein Slulin Mutter Lesanana Bimishameres. He's allowed to purify with a mishameres. Hago zotzeremo va'af alpi sheyesh boi somim dakim. Let's appreciate what the Mechaber is telling us. Even though there are small impurities in the mayim, in the yayin, hoyo uruyin lishtois belav hohi. But since these impurities does not affect the capability to drink this. I mean, people drink it with these small impurities. It doesn't bother them. So this is not called a sinun. It's not called, I was bored or something. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutter, Rosif Kotten Lamedalit, even the Belav HaSinun, without the Sinun, without putting it through this Mishameres, Gam came Heim Tzlulim Uruyen Lishtois. One can drink it without any problems. L'chein Ein Bozeh Mishum Boireh. So it's not called Boireh. Utzlulim Mikri Kol Sheroi Lishtois Kach B'li Sinun. L'roid b'nei Adam. That means most people will not bat an eyelash to drink this water or to drink this wine. So memele, so it is considered the impurity and the water is considered one entity. It's not considered you have soilus and oil. You have one entity of liquid. You have one entity of liquid. And I'm putting it through a misananis, so this is not called boirel. So we have a machlokes of Roiv Bnei Adam, you need everyone. V'ein misananon, so why is he putting this through a type of a sieve? El kadeshi tzlulim b'yoyso, should be very pure. So that's not called boirel. V'ein, therefore, mashke shkedim aksushim me'erim Shabbos, if a person made almond milk, And there's some particles in the milk, it's not so pure. Mutter lisanein b'Shabbos, one is permitted to purify it in Shabbos. Hayo d'yecheilum l'shtoisei klach, but not melisinum. People will drink this, that means even though you have some particles of the almonds in the milk, but people drink it like this. So memele, it's not called b'yel. So from this halacha, the Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a raya. The person has orange juice with some pulp in it, which most people drink the pulp with the pulp. So a mele, he wants to have pure orange juice. It would also be permitted. Now later we're going to have. Well, maybe let us perhaps learn this now. There's a bir alochem. There's a bir alocha hoyo ruuyin. It's ruin, it can be drunk. There's a bir alochem. Umi shehu istenes. A person who is a mefunik, that means he has to have it 100% crystal clear. The after lemishti hochi, he won't drink this. It bothers him. These impurities bother him. And Rabbi Yashiv said, Rabbisim Karel brings out, what does it mean it bothers him? That means even though he's thirsty and he has such water that has impurities, he won't drink it. He can't drink it. He has to drink pure wine, pure water. Asha after Ruby Dinshi like Kobdi Klau, Laimrinem Botla Daite, but we don't say he's a Mishuganer and Botla Daite, whether these impurities mean something, by him it does mean something. And the day also, the Havim Boira, and by him will be Boira Take. If by him Take, he won't drink it. It's not Stabbos, he can drink it like this. He wants it to come to Shabbos, gold, very pure. Then then it's not called Boira. But if he himself would not drink such a mashkin, so by him it's called Boira. Now let's say the same Indian, we will have by, let's say a person has a baby and he wants to give the baby to drink the orange juice. And all he has is oranges with the pulp. So the baby can't drink it with it. It's a baby bottle, let's say. The baby can't drink it with the pulp. So the baby will choke on the pulp. So there, this is similar to an istanis that there won't be a heta. Now, there's a very interesting shaila from Rav Shlomo Zalman. We had a different halachas, also similar shaila. Rav Shlomo Zalman clears, so we have like this. We have, let's talk about this istanis for a minute. We have this istanis. He is not allowed to be misanen the mayim, because by him it has a shame shailas. A normal person who's not an istanis, he's allowed to be misanen. So now Rav Shlomo Zalman clears two shailas. One shaila, if a person is a normal person, so by me it's not boire. Can I be misanen for him? He won't drink it. But by me, it's not boire. I'm making the maisa breire. It's for him. But when I said, I'm making the maisa breire. So do you look at the one who's making the maisa breire, or do you look at the one who's deriving benefit from the maisa breire, or the other way around? Let's say the istanis will be misanen, not for himself, he's not thirsty, for the other person. Again, so you look at Shlomo Zalman remains with the suffix. We had a similar shaila by Neil Begodim. We had also a bir halacha. If one is not makpid and someone else is makpid, the shaila is, if you look at the one who's menaya, the one who's going to wear it, I'll call upon him. The Baal, this is the halacha. Now let us finish the Mishnah Berurim. Some dakim, Isa Bismag Sas Summon, there's not too many impurities. Kakavon di lo yahalbein loy listes kachle roivin the odom belay sin, and then a zichel would be considered a mishamel. Who adinim yeshva yayin sas kmochen, which is also a type of impurity in wine, shorin listes kachle roivin the odom, gamken shori lesanein afilo be mishameres. Okay, sure. Now, so these are the Boira Dike Shailas. Now, the Mechaba is going to speak about another Shaila, which is Negeya, this halacha which we just said. Avo Vesuda, but what's with this Amishameres? Now, Amishameres was a type of material. Maybe it was cheesecloth, maybe it was something else, was a type of a material that was used specifically for this purpose, that you poured liquids in it and it separated the impurities from the liquid, and that's what it was aimed for. That's a mishameres. There's a suda. A suda is something else. A suda is a type of a scarf that people wear. Now, sometimes a person wants to purify his wine or water, then he doesn't have a mishameres, so take his suda, put it over a keli and pour it. So what is there a difference in the halacha between a suda and a mishameres? So now we will see as follows. Avo besuda, mayim also mishum libum. Mayim is also mishum libum. V'yayin ushor maskin mutam. That means if you're using a suda to be misanin to filter the wine or water is also mishum libum. He's cleaning the suda. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Also lesanein afilu mayim tzlu legamri. Afilu, it's very pure water. Umayri, but there's a new shayla. It's not a boira dike shayla. Umayri kshe'enoi oimid muchen lekach. That means this suda is not oimid to use to filter water. This suda he uses as a scarf, as a headgear, whatever it is to wear. But now he's taking this. He needs something to, he wants to purify the water. So that means if this suda was nisyachin for filtering water, then there's no difference between a suda and mishameres. But we're speaking about a suda which has another use, and now he wants to take it to use as a filter. Why is it also mishum libum? The shiryosoi zeu kibusoi. Because there is a klal in Meleches Melabein, if I take a beged and I saturate the beged with water, I don't squeeze it, I don't rub it, I just saturate the beged with water, there's a klal shiryosoi zeu kibusoi. Saturating it with water is a maisa kibus. This saturation process cleanses the beged. Kain kosav abeish yosef bibir divrei atur. Now the let us give two akdamas. There is a machloikis apreiskin. If you have a clean beged, it's not dirty. It means if you have a dirty beged and you saturate it with water, there's no shaila whatsoever that this saturation in water will clean it somehow, or take some of the lichluch, or take it all. That's toshet. That's if you have a dirty beggar. What if you have a clean beggar? There's no lichluch on the beggar. Do you say, shiriyosa is there ukibusoi? Do you say that it's also called, good, it's clean, but by saturating it, it gets cleaner. So maybe it's also. Well, no, by a clean beggar, there's no din of shriyosai zehu kibusai. Now, in Simin Shin Beis, which we did not have the shriya to finish, there's a machlokes ha-poskim. Other poskim hold that even by a clean beggar, you say shriyosai zehu kibusai. We say like this. So memela, so it's also to saturate a clean beggar. Another say by a clean beggar, there's no concept of shriyosei zeh kibusai. And the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Beis, they were playing with Malachas Deraisas, he said one should be machla. Okay. So now we have here, we were introduced into the concept of Shriyosi Zed Kibusai by a beggar Noki. Is it called a kibus? It's not called a kibus. We have a machlekes arishayna. Now, let us come to our halacha. So the Beis Yosef says pshat, we're going to go to the Magen Avraham and the Gaon ask a kasha, but the Beis Yosef says pshat, here we just learned halacha. We learned halacha that water, one is not permitted to filter through a suda, mishum libul, because he's cleaning it. So the Beis Yosef says, what do you mean he's cleaning it? So he said, we're speaking about a clean suda. Rafal Bikain, there's an Issa of Shriyosa Yisrael Kibusai. There is such an Issa. And that's why it's also by water. That's how the Beis Yosef learned Pshat in this halacha. Well, the Suda Mayim also. So the Magen Avraham asked Kasha Gevaldik, if you're telling me that the Mechaba holds, and the Mechaba is paskening here, that by a clean beggar there's a concept of shliyosai zeo kibusoi, so why by mishameres is it mutter? We're just talking about what this is aimed for. But we're not speaking about this. A difference from shemeres is, shemeres is dirty, is even problematic. But also saying the shemeres is clean, the sudar is clean. So why does he differentiate between a sudar and a mishameres? So this is a question that they ask on the Mechaba, we'll see the Mishamur brings down their terrors, so let's just understand their kasha. They ask if the reason Misham Libo would be out Shriyosi Zer Kibusai, there's no reason to differentiate between a Suda and a Mishameres. So the Mishamur brings down from the Taisve Shabbos a Gvaldaki, so no, there is a difference. Shriyosi Zer Kibusai, true. Is a type of a libum, it gets cleaner, but this libum is relevant. If by the person it has a cheshivis, if by the person that has a cheshivis, he's machshivis, so then it's called a malochim. But if by the person it doesn't have any cheshivis whatsoever, that can get a little cleaner, so then that is not considered kibbos. So therefore the Taisha Shabbos says that is the filling. The Suda, that eventually will be used, he's going to use it for a scar. So memele, even though it's clean, but the cleaner is has a cheshivis. So by a suda, I am chayish for shriyosi zeh kibusai. That means the amount of kibus, the amount of libun, which will come about through the shriya, is enough to make it a malachim. By a mishameres, it's going to be there, so it can get a little. This cleanse that can get a little cleaner has no hashivis by the person. This is a mishameres. He's not going to clean it better. Whatever it is, it's clean enough. He's not going to wear it around. He's not wearing this mishameres. So this libun has no cheshivas to it. So therefore, we don't say shliyosi zeh kibusoi. That is how the Beis Yosef learned pshat in the Machaber. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says asuna ma'im sulim is also mishameres ma'im sulim is mutter. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum libun the shliyosi zeh kibusoi by asuna ken koso a Beis Yosef bebir dibrei ator. Vamogin Avrom Vadrom Aski Deyes Kekasher on the Beis Yosef Manushef. We say Shri Yossi Zer Kibusa, even though it's a Beged Noki, say the same thing by Mishameres also. So therefore, the Loi Amrin, and so therefore they say a different longness. Ramin Bezer Shri Yossi Zer Kibusa. Why? Kinin Shein Olam Lichloch. Hakel, the Mechaber Paskins, that if it's clean, there's Bechlau no Kibus. Chudalal Besimin Shin Bei Sibs Tess. Aye. So if we hold that by a clean beggar there's no kibbutz, so what's the problem by a suda? The iker tam ha'iseru mishum the yochel lovei lidei libun, he might be melaben it behainu al yidei schitet. He does not want his suda to be saturated with water. Vinishvi, the suda, he has a different use for the suda. He can use it as a scarf. Mashen can be mishamere sheisi lekach lo yovi lesochtoi vudim besudim ayoyim ben mucha lekach ulchenal. So the goyin and Bogdan Avrom say a different mishat on this halachet. They say we paskin if it's a beged noki, we don't say shriyosei zel kibusoi. It's clean, the small accomplishment that it will acquire by being saturated with water is not called a kibus. But if you squeeze it out, That will be malabanit. Squeezing out a saturated beged will be malabanit. So a suda, we're afraid he's going to squeeze it out. He wanted to purify the water. He wanted to filter the water. But he's looking, listen, in 4 hours, I want to go outside and put the suda around my neck. So he's going to squeeze it out. So if he's going to squeeze it out, then he will be malabanit. Mashainke, the Mishameres, he has no intent to wear, let it be wet. It doesn't bother him. So if a Suda, he stopped wearing the Suda, then now it's only aimed to filter water, and then it's also mutter. Fine. So now let's go back to Mechaber. Avo Besuda, with a Suda, we're talking about Mayim Slulim, Mayim Osa, Mishum Libun. But the yayin ushar mashkin mutter. But in a suda to filter wine or other mashkois or orange juice we had before, once to filter it in the suda, that'll be mutter. The yayin. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, midas atas lakamim b'soiv simin shin chof mashme b'soiv v'davke b'yayin odoin. Davke, red wine is not melabing. Avo b'yayin lovom also l'sanein k'maymayim. Avo white wine, is washes. So I will be in love and also the sun into my mind. I believe he holds that white wine also is not melabin in order to say shriyosi zeh kibusoi. So Mamela, we're not afraid of the shriya, we're not afraid he might squeeze it out. So the rabbi is meikel. Fine. Muto. We have a posik in Rashi that kibes by yayin ksusoi. So it seems that they had so much wine, some is in the wine, that they used to be mechabes, the ksus, the megin with yain. But they say, Al-Kabonim, the Gabi Shriyos is Iki Musa, it is not, it doesn't fall into this category, it is not as efficient as water. Other Mishameres, Mishamashkin Mutter, the Shaykh Musham Yishoy, Shane, it is Yayan, Shane Megan Miskabis, Mislabin al Yodam. Tum Tim Tulem the Gamma Yodam Mislabin Ktas, it will get a little clean. Become welcome, Leshashin, who is heated, and the Hoshis was Sochtam. Person has no intent to squeeze out. Then the Ochla Nakreise, Merese, Mechazus, Ilamaise, even though it takes out some dirt, but it brings a reyach of wine, a beyazamar of wine. So therefore, they were matter, asuda for other mashkois, not for mayim. This is what the Mechaber says. Now, so we just were learning, we were speaking about two halachas. We're speaking about filtering a boira de keshaila. We're speaking about if it's slulim, there's no boira de keshaila. And then we mentioned it could be a kibbutz in keshaila, so it's a difference between water and shamashkois and a mishameres and a suda. That's what we learned till now. Zokta mechaba vaita, Imheim achurim, but what is if this wine or this water, whatever it is, has a lot of impurities in it? Bein mayim, bein yayin, also lusaninam. Then you're not allowed to be misanin it because now you have a boyer de keshayla. Zokta mishna burim. Also, the Sananon, Misham Boyer, Bain Bimishameres, or Bain Bisudorim, that it's also because now there's a real Boyer de Kishaila. One will not drink this water, one will not drink this wine, because it's Akurim, it's full of impurities. The Laimishtasi Ochi Klau. People don't drink it. The ilu ba'ochel k'tas, but if it is not too, there are impurities in it, but not that v'amsha the mishkasi ochi, it's drinkable. Achrube the inshi kopdi shalei lishtaisa bilisina, but a lot of people will not drink it the way it is. It's possible to drink it, but a lot of people won't drink it. And Issa Rak Bimishameres, Avo Besudorim, Dein Derech Lusanem, Boi Mutter Lusanem, Yain Ushar Mashkin. So now the Mishabura says, a kule, and we'll see later the Rambam is chaylik on this, that if it is drinkable, but the right people will not drink it, so Mishameres is also Ralph's Boyer, but with Asuda will be Mutter because it's not Derech Sinon. And the etzem, it is drinkable, so they were makel with a suda. Now, let us go further. Ula ha-Rambam, so the vial, we learned as follows. We learned, mayim slulim, yayin slulim, the one that's permitted to be misaninit, in the mishameres, in the nasuda, Yain Sulam is Mutter, and there's no Shaila of Boira, and if Roy B'nei Odom or Kol B'nei Odom will drink it. V'imheim Akurim, so Akurim means if no one will drink it, it's also by both. And he said if it's partially Ochu, so then Amishameres is also and Asudra is Mutter. Ula Rambam, now we're going to learn another shita. Ula Rambam, b'mishameres osa filmu mayim v'yayin slulim. This halacha that we said till now, that one is permitted to filter mayim v'yayin slulim, Rambam was a shameres, it's always also. V'afilu b'sudorim leitiru ela b'tslulim, Avoloi ba'akurim means akurim tzas. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ulu ha-Rambam b'shameres, ha-meinire, mishum mishloyas gendero shu'aysa b'chil. It's not a boira d'kishayla, it's a b'tanu d'chil. Ulu dina ha-lochi k'day rishayna, we pass on k'day rishayna, that yayin slulim, amayim slulim is mutter b'shameres. Not like the Rambam. Loi ba'akurim, haino af ba'akurim, is also besuda dila bachurim legamri layavla de rishayna osachanale. Ubezet toim loches lo divrei harambam that mayim akurim ktsas is also besuda. Now we're going to learn one more halacha. V'yayin migitoin, freshly pressed out grape juice. Kolzman shuhu toises perish enira kireseya. That means it's very fresh. It looks like it's boiling. And when the wine is in this process, in the beginning, in the grape juice process, you cannot purify the wine. Is so then toirev chavis. Mishmoreo, you can mix it up and make it more and pure. The noisin lesoy chasuda, and it is permissible. So let us just say what the Mishabura says, V'yamigite perishos kola yeinei sachurim, and then v'shoysen noisin b'shimreim, then everyone drinks them with the shmorim, v'ein kantikon the melavorim ishtasi, v'kein evlum shiltoi, v'menasa ocher, k'insolo domi, v'sei chasudas al da'asa rambam, v'rishoyin afilu v'mishameres shorim. There's just a very interesting shailem, a machlokes between Tabli Yashiv and some Nissan Keralims. It's a very interesting shaila. If a person does only drinks purified water, why does he drink purified water? Because the water is purified from all the chemicals they put in, and can taste the difference. The purified water tastes one way, and the not purified water tastes another way, and he won't drink not purified water. He can't drink it. He's an isthmus. Is he allowed to use a filter that purifies the water? So, l'chayre, we would look at it as an isthmus. Romitad Acher, the purification is not visible. The psoilus, you don't see the psoilus. I mean, you don't see the purifies, whatever it is, but a component. So, but you can taste the difference. So Rabbi Yashiv holds that this is a boira de kishayla. Because you taste the differences, that's called I purified the water. Rav Shmuel Rosner holds like this. Rav Nissen Karelet says, since the psoilus is not nikel, the toich hamayim, that means it's chemicals, and somehow gets caught in the filter, but al kaponim, it's not something that is nikel, so there's no din boya. Well,